Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
陳姊妹午安。
And good afternoon, Pastor Tan.
午安 Regine.
And are you going to preach today?
不是。
Okay. Recently, one of the big news is the riot in London.
最近一單嘅大新聞就係喺倫敦發生嘅騷亂。
Last week, my father called me and asked,
上個禮拜呢我爸爸打電話俾我就問啦
Is Edinburgh in disorder?
愛丁堡安唔安全啊
Are you safe?
你穩唔穩妥啊
I whimpered.
我就有啲抱怨咁講啦
Yes, disorder everywhere.
係啊，周圍都好亂啊
Even my school, the new college.Is occupied by a multitude of people.
連我間學校New College 都被好多人霸住。
I don't know where they're from, but I'm quite sure that many of them are not locals.
我都唔知佢哋邊度嚟，但我好肯定佢哋唔係本地人。
My father got nervous.
我爸爸咧就好緊張啦。
And I laughed it.
跟住佢就笑咯。
I told him.
我話俾佢知。
This disorder is not that disorder.
呢一個混亂咧就唔係嗰個混亂。
Edinburgh is in a hilarious disorder of the international festival.
愛丁堡好熱鬧咁樣去混亂，係因為有呢個國際嘅節慶。
I'm very safe.
我好安全。
And I see joy and prosperity everywhere in this city.
喺呢個城市裏邊，周圍我都見到歡樂同埋繁榮。
I'm a naughty daughter, I know.
我係一個曳嘅女。
Yes.We hope our life is full of joy and prosperity.
是啊，我们都希望我们的人生是充满着欢乐和繁荣的。
We all want to eat and drink and have fun in security.
我们全部都很想在稳妥里面来到吃喝玩乐。
But we don't always have a happy life, do we?
但我们都不是成日有一个很开心的人生的。
Like last month in London,
好似上個月喺倫敦。
The safety of life couldn't be guaranteed, let alone happiness.
唔好講話快樂啦，就算連人生嘅安全都得唔到保證。
We live in an uncertain world.
我哋活喺一個唔係好穩定嘅世界裏面。
We all might have thought a question that how to secure a peaceful and joyful life.
我哋可能都會諗過點樣先可以保證有平和同埋喜樂嘅人生呢
For most people, the answer might be money.
對大多數人嚟講，呢個保證可能就係錢啦。
If I had a lot of money, I could live in a high-class neighborhood without noise.
如果我有很多錢，我就會住在一個很寧靜又富貴的地區。
I could buy the best medical insurance and auto insurance.
我可以買最好的醫療保險和汽車保險。
I could eat at restaurants and taste all kinds of delicious food.
我可以在不同的餐廳吃最好味的不同的種類的食物。
I could watch all the festival performances as I wish.
我可以去这个节庆里面所有的表演看完它。
And I could travel or even immigrate to another country when this country becomes unsafe.
我可以周围去旅游，甚至这个国家不安全的时候，我可以去移民去任何一个国家。
Indeed, money can resolve many problems nowadays.
真係噶，錢好似可以解決所有嘅問題啦。
Our possessions seem to be our most important security.
我哋嘅財產好似就係我哋最重要得著穩妥嘅途徑。
We all agree with it.
我哋都承認呢一樣嘢噶。
But we Christians don't want to say it openly.
但係作為基督徒，我哋又唔會好公開咁講。
Because Jesus said.It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
因为耶稣讲过，骆驼穿过针嘅眼，比财主进神嘅国还容易呢。
What a curse!
哇，何等嘅咒诅！
Jesus also told his disciples a story about a rich man and a poor man.
耶稣亦都向佢嘅门徒讲过一个有关财主同埋一个穷人嘅故事。
The rich man dressed well and feasted every day.
这个财主穿得很漂亮，也都每天都有宴会。
The poor man could only hope to eat the bits of food that fell from the rich man's table.
但係嗰個窮人就只可以去每日盼望去食有錢人台上面跌落嚟嗰啲食物嘅碎渣兒。
But at the end, the rich man died and suffered great pain in Hades.
但係到最後嗰個有錢佬咧就死咗啦，但係喺陰間，而且喺陰間裏邊咧係受好多痛苦。
While the poor man died and rested in heaven.With Abraham.
但係咧，嗰個窮人就亦都死咗，但係喺天堂裏邊喺亞伯拉罕嘅懷中。
Today we read another story about a person with a lot of possessions.
今日我哋咧就睇另一個嘅故事，亦都係呢個人亦都係有好多嘅財產嘅。
Again, on Jesus' lips, he is told as a bad example.
但係同樣喺耶穌嘅口中，呢個都係一個負面嘅例子。
Maybe we can't help such an impression.
可能我哋都不禁會有呢個印象。
God doesn't like wealthy people.
神都係唔中意啲有錢佬嘅。
Is it true?
係咪真嘅咧
？Does God really disfavor the rich?
神係咪真係仇富嘅
？What is the point?
咁原因係咩咧
？Well, let's take a careful look at this story.
我哋不如細心啲嚟睇下呢個故事。
This story is seen in Luke chapter 12, verse 13 to 21.
这个故事就记载在路加福音第12章13至21节。
It is a parable that Jesus told to a multitude of people.
是耶稣对群众讲的一个比喻。
At the beginning of the chapter, it says,
在这一章的开头就这样讲的。
There were thousands of people crowded together listening to Jesus.
有成千上万的人走在一起去听耶稣讲话。
Jesus gave this parable because a man in the crowd said to him,
耶稣讲这个比喻是因为有个人在群众里面跟他讲。
Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me.
老师请吩咐我的兄弟跟我分家产。
Why did this guy bring his family issue to Jesus?
为什么这个人将他的家事带来耶稣面前呢?
I sense that he wanted to make use of Jesus.
我就觉得他很想去利用耶稣。
It is quite possible that he had fought over the family inheritance with his brother for a long time.
都很可能就是他跟他的兄弟去争这个家产已经是争了很长的时间。
Today, seeing that Jesus has authority to convince thousands of people, he probably thought.
他见到耶稣有权威去叫这么多人来到去信服他，他可能就会这么想了。
If Jesus beats my brother must surrender.
如果耶稣吩咐我兄弟，我兄弟一定要屈服了。
However, to such a request, Jesus' reply is meaningful.
但是耶稣对一个这样的要求，他的回答就很有意思了。
Man, who made me a divider over you?
你这个人，哪一个立我做你们分家业的人呢？
The version I use is RSV.
姊妹是用一个译本，是 RSV 的译本。
A little different from the version we just read.
刚才跟我们读的有少少不同。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子。
He became incarnate in order to reconcile us to God and to each other.
他道成肉身，为了的就是要将我们跟神，同埋我们跟其他人来带来和好。
He is a reconciler.
他是带来和好的人。
But this guy wants to make him a divider.
但这个人就想要耶稣成为使到人与人分裂的人。
Taking this opportunity, Jesus taught the crowd.
耶稣就利用这个机会就教导群众了。
Watch out!
你们要谨慎。
Be on your guard against all kinds of greed.
远离一切的贪心。
As he always did, he points out the core of the matter directly.
正如耶稣一如既往，他就很直接地指出问题的核心所在。
Dividing inheritance is not something unlawful.
分家产呢不是有什么不合法的。
But what drives one to do this is often greed.
但是驱使人分家产的往往就是贪婪。
Not everyone has a problem of dividing inheritance.
唔係每個人都有分家產嘅困難。
But everyone has this or that kind of greed in heart.
但係每個人喺佢嘅心裏邊唔係有呢一樣嘅貪婪，就
一定。It comes out in different forms.
只係以唔同嘅形式嚟到去表現出嚟。
Why should we watch out for greed?
點解我哋要咁小心我哋嘅貪婪呢？
The first answer pops in my mind is,
我腦海中第一個諗起嘅答案就係、
是、Greed is a selfish desire that only advantage ourselves, but disadvantage other people.
貪婪係一個好自私嘅渴求，要使到自己得益，但係又令到人哋虧損。
Our greed hurts others.
我哋嘅貪婪傷害人哋嘛。
If this is a test with the full mark of 100,
如果呢個係一個測驗而滿分係100分嘅話，
How would Jesus score my answer?
耶穌會對我呢個答案點樣俾分呢？
He would give me less than 50.
我諗佢會俾我唔合格嘅分數。
I failed.
我肥佬啦。
Hear the reason that he gave.
呢一度就係耶穌俾嗰個嘅原因。
Watch out for greed.
要远离一切嘅贪心。
Because one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions.
因为人嘅生命并不在乎家道丰富。
Know this.
要知道呢一样嘢。
Greed helps nothing with your own life.
贪婪对你自己嘅人生帮唔到啲乜嘢。
In order to make people understand it,
要俾啲群众去明白呢一点。
Jesus then told this parable.
耶稣跟住就讲呢个比喻啦。
There was a certain guy who is really deep, really rich.
有一个财主田产丰盛。
His land produced plentifully.
佢嘅田出产好多。
He even had no enough room to store the crops.
甚至冇足够嘅地方嚟到收藏出产。
He thought.
佢就谂啦。
What should I do?
点算呢？
I got so many.
我有咁多嘅田产。
Aha! Quickly he got an idea.
他很快就想到一个意见了。
I will tear down the small barns and build larger ones.
我要拆了这些小的谷仓，就要起一个大一点的。
Then all my possessions can be stored.
那我所有那些谷物财产、田产都可以收在那里了。
He was so happy.
他想到就很开心了。
Looking at his abundant possessions,
见到他这么多的田产，
he said to himself,
就跟自己说了，
I have nothing to worry about anymore.
我不需要再忧虑什么了。
Oh my soul,
我灵魂啊，
you have plenty of good things.
哇，你真是拥有很多，
laid up for many years.
足够多年享用。
Just take life easy.
打跛脚都不忧了。
Eat.Drink and be merry.
只管安安日日的吃喝快乐吧。
As he was enjoying the daydream of his happy life in the future,
当他这样享受他对他将来快乐人生发这个美梦的时候，
A breeze passed by.
一阵微风吹过。
A sly voice whispered in the wind.
一个微声在风里面这么讲。
You fool.
你这个蠢材。
This night your soul is required of you.
今晚你的灵魂就必被取去。
And all the things you prepared, whose will they be?
你所预备的要归给哪一个呢？
What a voice.
一把咁奇怪的声音。
Unexpected.
真是想都想不到。
Jesus said, this was God speaking to this man.
耶稣就是说，这个是神向这个人讲的说话。
There are three things surprised me indeed.
其实有三件事是真的很令我很惊奇的。
Firstly,
第一样，
God calls this man fool.
神说这个是蠢材。
Is he foolish?
他是不是真的蠢呢？
No.
不是啊。
Actually, he seems quite smart.
但是其实他是很聪明才对的。
He must be very good at managing his land and workers.
他一定是很厉害的，去管理他的田地，管理他的工人。
So that his land produced abundantly.
如果不是他的田地不会有这么多出产呢？
He is also good at accumulating and planning.
佢一定咧係好叻去囤積啊，同埋咧佢好叻去計劃。
And he thinks.
佢用腦諗噶噃。
He knows how to resolve problems.
佢又知道點樣解決問題噶噃。
He even understands that he must take care of his soul.
佢仲明白佢點樣去要嚟到關心自己嘅心靈。
He wants to prepare the best for his soul.
佢好想為自己嘅靈魂預備最好嘅。
This guy is actually smarter than a lot of people, isn't he?
呢個財主岂唔係比好多人更加叻、更加 smart 咩？
But God calls him fool.
但係神話佢蠢材。
Secondly,
第二樣。
God demands his soul rather than his possessions.
神要的是他的灵魂而不是他的财产。
This is out of my expectation.
这个是我想都想不到的。
I had thought that God may teach him a lesson by taking away all his possessions overnight.
我之前我就会想，我以为神如果要教他学一个功课，就应该拿晒他的财产，一晚之内拿晒，那就行了。
As God said in the book of Haggai,
神在哈该书都这么说
的。When you brought the harvest home, I blew it away.
你们收到家里的，我就吹去。
But I guessed wrong.
但我估错咗啦。
God doesn't say, "Tonight I will take away your possessions," but He says, "Tonight I will take away your soul."
神冇话今晚我就要攞走你啲财产，但系神话今晚我就要攞走你嘅灵魂。
Thirdly,
第三样
taking away his soul is taking away his life.
拿走他的灵魂就是拿走他的命。
God sentences him to death.
神判他死刑啊。
What a fatal end.
哇，几咁惨的终局。
Yes, this guy is greedy.
是啊，这个人是贪心的。
His greed is found in his self-centeredness.
他之所以贪心是因为他自我中心。
He stocks up crops for himself.
他储埋好多的田产就为自己啫。
He never thought to share them with neighbors or needy people.
他没想过同人哋分享，同邻居啊，同嗰啲有钱啊有需要嘅人嚟到。
Even though his crops were overflowing.
虽然他嗰啲田产系多到爆。
But he's not evil necessarily.
但其实他又不是一定是说很邪恶的。
What he wants is just to eat and drink and be merry.
他只想是去吃喝玩乐嘛。
What he plans for is nothing more than a security and pleasure of life.
他所计划的其实只不过是人生一些要稳妥和享受。
He seems to hurt nobody.
他似乎没有伤害过任何人过。
And be guilty of nothing.
又没有做过一些什么有过失的事。
But God sentences him to death.
但神判他死刑。
And death that very night.
还要那晚即刻执行。
Isn't that too serious?
是不是太严重了?
Maybe you think,
可能你会想,
it's just a parable.
哎，这个比喻来的。
Not real.
不真的。
Don't take it too seriously.
不用这么紧张。
Well,
let
me tell you a real story.
等我告诉你一个真实的故事。
I have an uncle.
我有一个叔叔。
Whom I love very much.
我很疼他的。
He's the most intelligent and wealthy person among all my relatives.
他是我亲戚里面呢是最聪明又最有钱的了。
He has his name in Who is Who.
他在名人录上面榜上有名的。
The US government had approved him to immigrate as a technologist with special talents.
美国政府呢以特别技能这个专才的身份给他入籍的。
His possession is abundant, of course.
他那些财产呢真的很多很多的。
Maybe more than he needs.
多过他所需要的。
And he has neither bad habits nor immoral interests.
他又没有什么坏习惯，又没有什么不道德的兴趣。
He lives a simple and frugal life.
他过的是一个很简单、很节俭的生活。
He had believed that his concerns for the next 20 years have been well settled.
他相信呢，他未来20年一切的需用，现在都解决了。
feeling quite self-sufficient, he had no interest in God either.
他覺得一切都自足自給自足了，他呢對神完全沒有興趣。
However,
但是
suddenly one evening,
有一個的大晚，
his doctor told him that he got cancer.
他的醫生告訴他他有癌症。
That night,
那晚
He lost nothing but the hope of life.
他失去，乜嘢都冇失去，但系佢失去咗生命嘅希望。
The diagnosis was just like a death sentence.
医生嘅判断就好似判咗佢死刑一样。
All the peace and joy and dreams of his life perished.
佢人生中一切嘅平安啦、快乐啦、理想啦，而家成为泡影啦。
This is how it will be with those who pile up riches for themselves but are not rich toward God.
主耶稣说，凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样。
Says the Lord Jesus.
是耶稣讲的。
It is not just a parable.
这个不是只是一个的比喻。
It can be real to everyone.
对每一个人，这个都可以是真实的。
Jesus concluded with this word to reveal us a deeper truth.
耶稣就以这样的话来到去总结，是要启示一个更深的真理。
A person's life consists not in its worldly possessions, but in its richness toward God.
一个人，他的人生不在乎这些的世界上面的财产，而是在乎在神面前是不是丰富。
It is God who secures our life.
是神来到保守我们的人生。
The real affluence and pleasure of life depend on how rich you are in God's sight.
真正的富裕和人生的快乐是取决于我们在神面前有多富足。
This man in the parable is rich in the worldly sight.
这个比喻里面，这个财主在世人的眼光是有钱的。
But he is not rich toward God.
但在神面前却不是有钱的。
He is eager to ensure, to secure a happy life.
他很想去保障他有一个快乐的人生。
But he relied on vain security.
但他很可惜，他依靠这些徒然的安全感。
And lost the true security.
结果就失去了真正的保障。
That's why God calls him fool.
所以神说他是蠢材。
Now can we see the point?
今天我们看不看到问题的终结呢？的症结呢？
It is life rather than possession that matters.
生命比财产重要。
Jesus is not teaching how bad to become a rich man.
耶稣并不是教导我们做有钱人是几咁差。
He is teaching how vain to ensure life upon possessions.
而是教导将生命压住在财富上面是几咁徒然的。
Indeed, we need something to secure our life.
是的，我们真的需要一些东西来令我们觉得生命有保障。
We do want to prepare for our future.
我们都想为我们的将来来去预备。
But watch out.
但是谨慎啊。
If we put our trust in possessions,
如果我们将我们的信心是放在那些财产的里面，
we will become greedy and self-centered.
我们就很容易会变得贪婪和自我中心。
The greed of self-centeredness will keep us from seeing the truth.
一个以自我中心这样贪婪的人，就令我们看不到这样的真理。
The truth is, a secure life is a life in richness toward God.
这个真理就是一个可以安心的人生，就是一个在神面前富足的人生。
God has no buyers to the rich.
神对那些有钱佬并没有成见的。
Abraham, Jacob, David, Job, they were all wealthy and blessed by God.
亚伯拉罕、雅各、大卫、约伯，全部都是有钱的，他们都是被神祝福的。
Actually, Jesus said, I have come to give you life in all its fullness.
其實耶穌就話過啦，佢話佢嚟係要俾你哋得生命，並且得的更豐盛。
He never commanded us to live in poverty.
佢冇吩咐過我哋要活得好貧窮。
But he required us to be rich toward God.
但係佢卻要求我哋喺神面前要富足。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊。
Are you rich toward God?
你在神面前是不是富足呢?
Have you found the right way to secure your life?
你找不到使你一生安心的正确方法呢?
Do you want the key to open a real treasure house of life?
你想不想找到这条锁匙能够打开生命真正的宝库呢?
Come on.
来啊。
The key is here.
锁匙在这里。
Be rich toward God.
在神面前富足。
Don't ignore it.
不要不理他。
Let's now make a plan to become rich toward God.
让我们现在就去计划怎样在神面前来到富足。
My uncle had never thought about it until the night God's whisper came to him.
我的叔叔从来都没想到这一点，直至到有一个晚上神向他讲说话。
My auntie told me.
我的姨就跟我说了。
That night my uncle sat before an oil painting for a long time.
我嫂就同我讲啦，我婶就同我讲啦，嗰晚我叔叔咧就坐喺度，就喺一个嘅油画嘅面前坐咗好耐。
What is that painting?
婶婶就继续讲啦，嗰幅画系咩嚟嘅咧
？It's a portrait of Joseph.
就是約瑟的一幅畫
Mary's husband
就是關於約瑟就是瑪利亞的先生
Years ago, my uncle bought several paintings from a second-hand shop
是很多年前我叔叔在一個二手店那裡他就買了很多幅畫
This portrait was given to him as a free gift
這一幅畫呢就是送給他是免費的
It has been put there as a mere decoration for years.
摆咗喺度咧，好多年都只系喺度作为装饰嘅啫。
That night, however,
但系嗰晚
，my uncle moved it to his bedroom and spent hours sitting in front of it.
嗰晚我叔叔就将呢幅画搬咗去佢嘅睡房，就坐喺佢面前坐咗几个钟。
My auntie told me later.
我婶婶咧就同我讲。
In the phone.
遲啲佢嘅時候，佢咁講。
You know?
喺電話裏邊，佢就話：你知唔知啊？
The next morning.
第二朝。
Your uncle bought a new frame for Jesus' old dad.
你嗰個叔叔啊，買一個新嘅框嚟俾耶穌嘅老爹啊。
Jesus' old dad?
耶穌嘅老爹。
It took me a minute to figure out that she was talking about the portrait of Joseph.
我拗下頭先諗下，先知原來佢係講緊呢幅係約瑟嘅關於約瑟嘅油畫。
I couldn't withhold my laughter.
我真係忍唔住笑啦。
What the new frame means to my uncle, I don't know.
这个咁嘅新嘅相画框对于我嘅叔叔嚟讲系有咩意思？我唔系最知道。
But I know.
有一样嘢我知道。
In his big house.
喺佢咁大间屋嘅里边。
There is no other object except for this portrait that has something to do with Christianity.
除咗呢一幅画，再冇任何一样嘢系同基督教有关噶啦。
Maybe for the first time.
可能系佢人生第一次。
He had to think about life in another way.
对于佢嘅人生，佢就采取咗另一个嘅想法。
A way that he had never been interested in when he was strong.
就系对基督教嘅想法，佢可能喺佢以前健壮嘅时候，从来都唔感兴趣噶。
One's life consists not in the abundance of possessions.
一个人嘅人生唔在乎财产家道丰富
，but in the richness toward God.
佢系在乎喺神面前有冇富足。
This is the secret of life that Jesus reveals us.
呢个就系耶稣向我哋启示嘅人生秘诀。
This is the most important lesson of life that we must learn.
呢个系人生里边最重要嘅功课，我哋一定要学嘅。
Let's get it.
让我哋得着呢个秘诀。
And don't wait until it is too late.
唔好等到太迟嘅时候。
Praise be to Jesus.
愿耶稣得着称赞。
Our teacher of life.
就是这个我们生命的老师。
Amen.
Amen.